This is VOA News from Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Following lengthy talks Tuesday in Moscow with his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping, Russian President Vladimir Putin said a 12-point proposal from China could provide a basis for a peaceful settlement in Ukraine when the West is ready for it. But Putin charged that Ukraine's Western allies have so far shown no interest in the proposal. Speaking to reporters in Brussels Tuesday, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said if China is serious about brokering a peace deal, it needs to take into account Ukraine's conditions. But Stoltenberg said he would keep an open mind.
Of course, I will welcome any initiative, any plan that can lead to a just and sustainable peace. China's peace proposal includes some positive aspects and elements which I support. For instance, the importance of nuclear safety, of protection of civilians, and not least underlying the importance of sovereignty, territorial integrity, and independence.
Over the course of the first 2 days of Xi Jinping's visit to Moscow, the Reuters news agency asked body language expert Karen Leung to examine the way the two leaders interacted and provide her analysis. After watching the coverage of the two leaders during their initial meeting, Leung said it looked as though the Chinese leader was more relaxed than Putin.
We see Xi being relaxed, Putin being relaxed, his arm is just gripping, but very, very gently on the right side. And you could start to see the characteristic legs moving. But if you juxtapose it with Xi, Xi is the composed statesman. Again, he has a lot of gravitas, great eye contact. Look, he's looking like Putin as an older brother looks, like a more junior, younger partner.
This is VOA News. Some officials at a climate meeting in Copenhagen have given a muted response to calls from United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres for countries to show greater ambition when it comes to reducing greenhouse gas emissions. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Speaking at the end of a two-day meeting in the Danish capital, Egypt's Sameh Shoukry says there was no specific answer to the aspirational goals set out by UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres when he urged rich nations to bring forward their target for achieving net zero emissions as close as possible to 2040. Shoukry, who chaired last week's UN climate talks in Egypt, says these goals will be met, I'm sure, addressed within the national context and within the national abilities, adding Egypt would have to rely on the transfer of technology, he says, from our friends and partners to wean itself off fossil fuels and ramp up the use of renewable energy. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Recent U.S. bank collapses that prompted a federal rescue are a reminder of the power still held by Washington lobbyists. Associated Press correspondent Jennifer King explains.
It seemed like a good idea at the time. In 2018, Republicans working with President Trump to slash bank regulations joined forces with red state Democrats facing grim re-election prospects. The group passed a bill that rolled back portions of the 2010 Dodd-Frank law. The bill was marketed as a form of relief for overburdened community banks, but it also lifted the threshold for strict oversight and mandatory stress testing of large mid-sized banks. It's now being blamed for contributing to the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank, whose executives lobbied for the bill. The effort drew an army of more than 1,000 lobbyists. Companies and trade groups specifically mentioning the legislation spent more than $400 million in 2017 and 2018, according to an Associated Press analysis. Americans for Financial Reform, a watchdog group, says we can draw a direct line between the deregulation driven by the bank lobby and the chaos of the last few weeks. Jennifer King, Washington.
Florida has captured more than 17,000 Burmese pythons since 2000. But tens of thousands are likely roaming the Florida Everglades. That's a concern because the reptiles, which are not native to the area, are gobbling up the competition. Naturalists say pythons can take out Florida's native apex predators, such as alligators and crocodiles, as well as other native small mammals like rats, mice, and rabbits that are food for other animals. They say because the huge snakes are a dominant species, they win when they compete with other animals. The Everglades is among the world's most unique and delicate ecosystems. From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.